Connect Transit just recorded its third best year of ridership ever. The bus system in Bloomington Normal has had 13 straight months of increases in rides provided and a 9% increase plus in rides last year alone. Yet some in the community have been hammering Connect Transit for a price hike and route changes. As a matter of disclosure, Connect Transit Board Chair Mike McCurdy is also WGLT Program Director. Today we talk with Connect Transit General Manager Isaac Thorne about why the discrepancy between the successful numbers and public sentiment.
I think it goes back to it's been 12 years since we talked about fare increases, and you know that's on me, that's on the board. That was a mistake that we made waiting 12 years, because the public at that point in time thinks that the fares are never going to increase, and so you have to at least look at those and increase them on a regular basis. It'd be much easier for us 12 years ago to say we should increase it a small amount every year or every few years instead of waiting 12 years without a fare increase.
Why? Well, there were three different managers of Connect Transit in that 12-year period. Yep. So why the wait?
Yeah, so I think, first of all, you always want to make sure you're taking care of your customers. And, you know, we think we're doing a benefit, or we're giving a benefit to the customers by not increasing the fares, making them very, very affordable. However, Connect Transit set up differently in terms of funding than other agencies around us, such as Peoria, Springfield, Champaign. They're all transit authorities. They have the ability to tax. They bring in more revenue, and Connect Transit doesn't have that ability. So I think, you know, looking back 12 years, a lot of those agencies didn't raise fares. If they did, it was only by 25 cents in that time period. And Connect really never looked at it really, really hard to determine whether or not we should increase the fares. But I think looking back, that was a mistake over the last 12 years that we, by not doing it, that was a mistake.
Over the last 12 years, how much has the buying power of the fare decreased?
You know, we've added, it'd be hard to determine around the spot, but we've added, obviously, frequency. That's frequency of service. Our headways have moved from 60-minute service down to 30, and some routes have all the way to down to 15-minute service. So we've given our customers, obviously, a bigger bang for their dollar. They're getting more service for that $1 fare than they were, 3 years ago. And that is something, they repeatedly asked for, is frequency of service, Sunday service, which we added in 2016. And they want buses that are going to be on time, getting them to, work, medical appointments, and shopping on time.
How has your on-time performance changed over the 3 to 5 year period?
So prior to the route restructure in August of 2016, before that we were running about 72% on-time performance. Our service was 72% on time. We're now up to like 93-94%. Year to date. So it's drastically improved, and that's something I think, again, customers have responded to since we've made the changes.
What is the gold standard for on-time performance?
Typically, you want to be around 90% or better.
Okay.
Now, obviously, you're looking at agencies such as Chicago, New York, LA. Traffic congestion plays a big factor into that. And, those agencies are moving to bus rapid transit with their dedicated bus lines. We don't necessarily have the traffic congestion here in Bloomington Normal. Obviously, at times it is bad, but we've greatly improved our on-time performance.
Right, but when does poor on-time performance actually degrade ridership because people can't depend on a service to get them where they need to go when they need to be there?
Yeah, I think we were there at 72% or less. I mean, you're in the 70%. You're constantly getting phone calls from passengers asking, where's the bus at? Because they can't get to where they're trying to get to on time. They're late for work. It's just at that point in time, they're finding other multiple or alternative forms of transportation, whether that be walking, biking, calling a taxi, or buying a car.
And the frequency of those calls now is?
It's dropped significantly. We used to have over 400 phone calls on a daily basis for our fixed route service. It's now under 200. So a lot of those phone calls of people asking, where's the bus at? I'm at the stop. I don't see it. Those aren't happening anymore because the buses are running on time.
And of that 200, how much is potential rider unfamiliarity with the route, and how much is actual we're not on time. We're late.
It's more of I'm asking, they're calling to ask for directions on how do I get to this location. It's a new location I'm going to. What routes do I use from my home or wherever their destination is or starting point is? How do I get to this destination? And we're explaining that on how to use the writer's guide. And then also explaining that we have a tool on our website that they can type in their address and where they're going. And it's going to show them which bus they need to take at what time to get there.
Let me circle back and ask how much inflation has eroded that fare over the past 12 years.
Well, typically inflation runs about 2%. So, you know, 2% over 12 years is 24%. So us going from $1 to $1.25 for a fare increase is right at where we should have been inflation-wise if it's running at a standard 2%.
Isaac Thorne is the general manager of Connect Transit in Bloomington Normal. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Inflation.